Stan, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 24th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight, new high expected Humber, 1023, by midnight tonight. High, Faroes, 1030, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, northwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 later. Showers, good. South at Cira, northwesterly 5 to 7, showers later, good. 40s, variable 2 or 3 at first in west, otherwise northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in northeast. Showers later, good, occasionally poor at first in west. Cromarty, 4th. Variable becoming north later, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, showers later in Cromarty, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. East Dogger, northwesterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northeast Fisher. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, east 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. East 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers in Fastnet, good. Irish Sea, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Shannon, southeast 4 to 6, veering south 3 or 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, southeast 4 or 5, thundery showers in southwest, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, east 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Faroe, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, veering north 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, westerly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east-southeast 2. 15 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest 2. More than 38 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 1. More than 38 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Lucas, west 1. Mist 1 mile, 1028, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1028, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 5, 5 miles, 1025. Jersey, east northeast 4. 8 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 6, 1022. Scilly Automatic, east by south, 5. Mist, 4 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Valentia, east, 4. 19 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east, 4. 11 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Malinhead, west-southwest, 1. 16 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 24th of April. The general situation, high pressure centred over the North Sea will give predominantly fine weather with light winds, although strong easterly winds will still affect southwestern and English Channel waters until this evening. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 1 to 3, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Orkney. Fog patches at first, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 1 to 3, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southeast 2 to 4, then variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southeast 2 to 4, then veering west later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Strait of Dover, decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, veering east, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Mainly fair, but showers possible near Isles of Scilly. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East, 3 to 5, backing northeast 2 to 4, then becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 2 to 4, then becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. East or southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Finally, Shetland Isles. Northwest 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, then veering north 5 or 6 later. Showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Farming Today will be hearing about a summit of thatchers, farmers and plant scientists, which was held this week in Suffolk. We'll be joining Charlotte Smith in a couple of minutes. Before that, it's time for prayer for the day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills.
Good morning. I sometimes slip into feeling a bit jealous that Jesus got to retreat to quiet places. With three small kids and a busy job, the idea of popping up a mountain to just be in the presence of nature and of God sounds impossibly luxurious. But perhaps it wasn't any easier for Jesus. How many people were tugging on his elbow with their, "Can you just?" requests as he turned away from the crowds. What did he have to say no to in order to prepare himself for what was coming next? An early Quaker, William Penn, said that true silence is to the spirit what sleep is to the body, nourishment and refreshment. Not a luxury then, but a necessity. Usually my only oasis of quiet in the week is my Quaker meeting for worship. But finding true silence within the quiet presents its own set of challenges. I sometimes imagine myself climbing a tree. Each branch reflects something on my to-do list, an issue that needs thinking through, a worry, a situation I need to reflect on, a decision to be made. The temptation is strong to stop and sit on any one of those branches. I can do useful thinking in my hour's silence and probably make some progress towards understanding or a decision. But that is not why I come to meeting. I come to worship, to sit in the light, to give myself time beyond words, to precipitate complexity. May I find the courage to keep climbing to the top